You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Carla, from OMD, we have Andy McCluskey on the phone, in town tonight, by the way, over at the House of Blues.
That's absolutely true, yes, we're looking forward to playing a gig.
And Andy, you're like the original OMD, aren't you?
Yes, for our sins, we've been doing this for 40 years now, which is amazing.
What?
So does mom and dad, do they say, all right, you had the music thing, you got into it, when are you going to move on and
now
get a real job?
Now what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, do you know what? It took about 15 years for them to actually realize that it was a job and it paid the bills. But yeah, I think for a long while they thought, you know, when's he going to stop and actually go and get a proper job, you know?
Sure, he had a couple of hits, but now what are you going to do?
Yeah, a couple of hits.
Crazy thing is, of course, is I've got a 23-year-old son who wants to be a musician, and of course I can't say no now, can I?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Now, Andy,
and I'm sure the grandparents are going, this is great.
Yeah, right. Does your 23-year-old son actually know the impact of your music and, of course, one song in particular?
He went through a phase where he really didn't like my music and didn't want anything to talk about it, but he's come out the other side now, and he thinks his old man is reasonably cool, although he's still embarrassed about the way I dance on stage.
So, Andy, he's cool with your music, just don't dance on stage.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I think that's the bottom line. But you know what? Now, he loves If You Leave because he knows how successful that's been, and he knows he wouldn't have the music equipment that he owns if that song hadn't sold so many.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Andy, talk about the story If You Leave from the movie Pretty in Pink. How did that all come about?
Well, you know what? The crazy thing about the song If You Leave in the movie Pretty in Pink is that John Hughes specifically asked us. He was a big kind of anglophile when it came to his music. We were obviously really flattered and excited. We went down to Paramount Pictures film lot. We saw them shooting a couple of scenes. We met John Cryer and Molly Ringwald, and they were telling us how much they liked our music. It was all really exciting. We went home to England and we wrote a great song for the end of the movie, and then when we got back with our reel of tape ready to mix it, John Hughes said, you know the song you wrote? Yeah. We've changed the end of the movie. It doesn't work. Can you write us another? And we had one day, we rushed into the studio, and off the top of our heads, we wrote If You Leave in the one day available. Because I don't know if you know, but the original ending of Pretty in Pink is that Molly's character, Andy, ends up with Ducky, her friend, and all the teenage girls went, no, he's her friend. She needs to end up with the good-looking guy. And they reshot the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sure, John. We'll just pop into this little room, kick out another song for you.
It was nuts. I mean, we were about to start a tour, actually, with the Thompson Twins, and our equipment hadn't even arrived. We went into a studio, rented some stuff, spent ages doing this song, did a rough demo of it, put a cassette on a motorcyclist who took it to Paramount, went to bed at about 3 or 4 in the morning. 8:30, we got a phone call from John Hughes. I love it. Can you finish it? And we're like, oh, God, we've got to go back to the studio.
If it was so easy to do it that way, did you look at the other guys in the band going, what are we killing ourselves for? We can kick out all these songs in just a couple of days. We can do a whole album.
Wow.
I remember having a conversation with our manager and saying, don't think we can do this all the time. It's not that easy. We just got lucky this time.
But it is so cool when it all comes together like that, and all of a sudden you realize everything just aligned with the planets, and the music, the writing, the movie, the whole thing, and it just clicked.
It was really incredible, and you know, we went on then to go to the premiere, which was amazing, and the song comes out, and it's a huge hit. And I mean, you know, we were still pretty young, and you'd be driving around, and you'd go, oh my God, we're on the radio, and then you change the channel and go, hey, we're on another station. Hey, we're on three stations at the same time. That's when you know you've really got a hit, you know?
Hey, Andy, do you find yourself doing the song If You Leave from Pretty in Pink? Do you find yourself doing different versions of the song just to keep it fresh for you guys? I don't want to blow it for anybody.
No. As the folks will find out tonight at House of the Blues, we we are very respectful. You know, the songs that have been successful for us have been good to us. So we respect them and we respect the audience's memory, and we play it exactly as we wrote it and exactly as people remember it. I think that's the right thing to do. It doesn't matter how many thousand times you've played it.
Listen, and that's one song, Enola Gay, So In Love, which is one of my favorite songs, Souvenir. You guys are amazing, and you still, to me, I love that sound. I love that wave. I loved it. That right. wave of wave music that was so cool. And I actually have tickets, and I'm going to get out to see you guys tonight. I'm really looking
forward
to it.
It's a school night.
I know, but it's OMD. Okay. So, and I'm like 20 years old again.
Sweet.
So, hello.
You going to wear the ribbon around your hair? And
I might.
We don't have quite so much big back-combed hair and shoulder pads these days, but you know what? The four songs you've mentioned, Carla, we're playing all of them tonight, so get on down.
Yeah, I may pull out the boy toy belt just because,
there you go.
You know?
push your way through the crowd.
That's right. Excuse me. Old lady coming through. Come on.
Andy McCluskey, OMD, tonight, House of Blues. Andy, welcome to Vegas, and good luck tonight, buddy.
Thank you so much. That's really cool. We're looking forward to tonight. And, we'll be looking for you, reliving your youth, Carla, down the front, okay?
Andy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to Vegas.
Great to talk with you guys. Take care now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.